Hey, welcome back. My name is Sacrina Smover, and I'm doing this podcast, part two, Confessing Part Two. Kind of like my mama asked, like, but I'm nervous to do this, but I'm not nervous because I'm not too chained on myself. Part two, Confessing Part Two, about me. I think I put in the book that, who was the, who took the money. I did talk about last night, part one, confessed part one, but I didn't give any detail. But I'm giving detail now because people, I don't know what happened now, you know, but, talk at once. I think, maybe, 2008 to 2009, 1 or 2 years, I think it was 2008, when all the people in the class in Georgia High School, and I think I put in the book, but nobody didn't. My book was not said that much. But I'm just my first time, a World Excuse It Part 2, Confess Part 2. I'm just saying this for entertainment appropriate for a reason. I know who took. I know some story, I don't know the real story, that Ms. Westcott, Ms. Jeannie Westcott, and Ms. Berger, who took the money and who took that. And not guarantee if they know who I am. But I know Lucy Younger, Denise Richardson, KT, Kiyaki Taylor, and Coin Simonon, Micah Thomas, who the fuck his name is, Lil C. Youngo, and I think possibly Emma Jones. But these are the people, innocent people I bring to the table in the broadcast. I did not take the money. I know who was in the closet. I was never footstep in the closet upstairs on second floor. Okay. I know Lil C. Younger, the main head person that took the check. And I don't know who he asked today. We're not friends. We're not close. I don't even know what the fuck he at now. And he took the Ms. Westcott almost one of them to check a paycheck. So that was some time that nobody didn't know. The police officer, the sheriff officer would look everywhere in the people's stuff and have the dog, I don't know. Anyways, it was crazy back then. But nobody didn't speak up today. I don't think they wanna speak up, never gonna speak up and know to tell the truth. But the fact that we lost contact and I didn't friend with them ever again. But I know in Georgia High School that Jeannie Westcott, the substitute parent teacher, what is, I know who's taking money and who's taking debit card. It was KT, Leo Siongo, Paulette, Acorn Simona, Denise Richardson, Brianna Dixon, Thomas Munker. Don't blame Leanne, because Leanne wasn't at the salon, so that's not her out of this, because she that. It was the, I know who took your stuff, and I know who took Ms. Mushberger money, but like I say, I want to comment. I thought it would come out good to put in the book, but nobody didn't get my book. You know, my book was there. So maybe I say, well, maybe just say something to the podcast, and maybe people could be what I excuse it to talk about it. And I know that the fact that they would be pissed off that why I didn't tell them. And I didn't want to get myself in trouble. I didn't want to just be out in the air, but I just never, they never reached out to me. They never friend to me. Never was inquiring about what she want from me. And she said that she loved me and said that she care about me. She don't care about me. It was all about the money. It was all about they rip people off to teach them money. They get my money and stuff. And it is all about the shit. They didn't care about nobody else. You think all the kids don't care about and Georgia and Kat, they don't care about nobody else. They did not, you know, and I think when I think about Inquan and some of them, she got what she want. Okay, she's being Ms. Westcott, Democrat and all stuff. And now it being canceled now, whatever the cause. And I don't like Inquan some more. I don't love her. I did talk about my other episode, but I still say I don't love her. I think that I was so blind to think that she loved me, but she don't love me. She loved me for money. She's ghetto. She's a fellish hoe-ass bitch. And I think that for me, I don't know what love means like that, because love is nothing down to people unless they show me they love me and they say that they really care about me. Until now, I don't know what love means like that. I don't know what real friend means, because most of the people in my life was fake, you know, and I didn't know what fake, I don't know where we're nowadays, you know, and I think that for a person to talk about, okay, yeah, you know, we both know that, you know, but the thing about the situation that we know about, it's just so crazy and super mind with that. I was, you know, it's just worldwide excuse for part two, confessing part two. And I think that I don't want to talk about the book, because my book wasn't set in and nothing. It was like an independent book. It was like a published company. They wouldn't allow me to put innocent people in the book. They put Jonathan, the character name. But that's why I stuck with independent published company like Lulu, because I could do what I wanted to do, but I just really don't like independent. I like to, I see myself be a script and be a narrative story on my different script, a different style, like entertainment appropriate with that. But at the same time, I didn't have taste to be on script, because I don't like to be on script. Like, I tried another time again, the World War reality show, and then the World War reality show, they kind of like, you talk like a girl. It was like a producer told me you talk like a girl and you don't deserve to be in reality show because you talk like a girl. That was enough the study of that, you know. And so that time, it was a lot of nitpicking of it, because they didn't like who I am, what I'm about and stuff. And I think that when I being called gay, being, you know, I don't let it define me as gay, homosexual, I say. It's nothing, because living gay, being called different names, doesn't make me be gay or anything. It's make me like how stupid ignorant people is nowadays, you know, and it's thrown up in your face the way it is. And I think that for me talking about in the podcast, I don't care about podcasts that much, you know. I don't make enough money in my podcast. I'm not making enough. But the fact that I'm just saying to get to my voice being heard and that being a Virgo and to have something to talk about to get the truth out there. Because some of the days you don't get truth out there. Some of the stuff that you get nobody study to know. Some of you don't need to know that, because it's something confidential reality. Just don't say it. But the fact that nobody never told me to shut up and don't hush your mouth or you will get sued. I never had that, and nobody even sued me with that. And the first time I talk about it now on the platform and iTunes, and everybody can listen to it and understand, I didn't mean bash them out or something. But it was on my own truth or something. You know, they wasn't trying to reach out to me and stuff like that. Even Jackass Girl did reach out to me. You know, nobody did reach out to me. You know, they didn't have no sympathy with me, empathy with me, and nothing like that. They didn't care about me. They didn't concern about me. You know, I was just a boy, didn't have no friends, and didn't have nobody to go to, and that ticket report with it. I was just being me, the Monte that my family member called me, my name, Monte, which is My, I say it's Italian name. It's between Italian and Spanish name. What it's called? But it was the part that I didn't have that in my lifetime. I didn't have, and then it, you know, then you had a childhood friend. I never had a childhood friend. I'm not like also home with my childhood friend, and also Lyle is my childhood friend, and he was like, okay, whatever. But I didn't have that friendship, and I mean, I just didn't know because I was like really late. When every time somebody ever in her show, she say she don't remember, she don't remember, she don't remember who on her show. So I just kind of remember who I was because like I say, if that was me, that's okay. Who are you? I can remember you, but it's hard to remember when years by go by or something. And we and I'm in my late 20s, pushing 30, and I'm getting old too. But at the same time, I'm very successful doing Vpop meeting and all that. Miss Westcott. You, not my spouse got all that Miss Shine Show trying to block me, you know, and so you're not getting a job on the website. But I think about I always wanted to be entertainment. And the thing that she didn't stop me about it to be entertainment, that's on you. If you want to stay in the community, that's on you. If you want to be a reality show with television personality host, that's on you. That's on you. You have a that. That's on you. So that was my thing that she didn't take away from me. But other things, other job, like different cyber job, it was not for me. I didn't think it was a perfect for to work in the cyber job because it was a lot of people don't understand you. You know, when I was working the careers, kind of like careers fellows in the Trinity program, I was working in a cafe and gas station. And the Jamaican lady write a list. I was like, okay, I can't make it with the Jamaican lady. I want to kiss her so bad because she's so freaking sexy. Fucking sexy. And that was the time I went to write a list because they didn't understand my accent because I had the stick accent. So that was the time I went to a couple of times with this redneck man. He's a redneck, and I'm telling you, he's a redneck. He, I don't know who the fuck he is, saying that I don't understand you. And I'm like, you don't understand me why? And I think that. Thank God I'm not Irish like him, his ass, because I think it's quite really strange that you be Irish and you're not Irish, you're not fucking Irish at all. And he didn't understand me where I'm coming from, and I told him what I want this, want that, I want this, want that, you know, to give him the definition of what a real fucker want. And then Carol Craig sends the paper, and I want to push him and I say, I want to kick the motherfucking redneck ass, because to me, he was a red. He didn't fish stuff good. He's not like other white dude, fish stuff real good and look decent. He doesn't look decent at all. And I think that he will punch my face and like that. And I just didn't like it. I don't like when he caught sarcastic with me. And I started cussing his ass out. And then it would be a problem because now you had to remember, like, Cassandra plays, like, they got knife. It's gonna probably kill me. So it was a bit, I don't know, it wasn't full right. And I think that I don't let it sue me about it because, you know, it's crazy, you know, you in the place, nobody don't give a fucking care about you. And then I was talked back to disrespectful the Bruce, Bruce or Brian, whatever his name is, the manager of the cafe and the gas station. And he was like, do what you say again. Don't disrespect for me. And I was like, I'm not disrespect you. And it was not his favorite. I was nobody's favorite. I was not my favorite nephew to my great auntie. I was nobody's favorite. I was not my favorite grandson because I didn't have. I can't find a picture with my grandmother and my grandfather's picture with them. They never take a picture with me. I was nobody's favorite. But only person that was a favorite is my mom. And my sister too, my sister. But that's it. I was nobody's favorite. I was a favorite of my cousin Jermaine. And then I talk about other episodes. I don't want to talk about it again. I want to make myself repeat over like a talk of break. So I don't want to talk about it no more. But the fact that it's like nobody was not my favorite. I think it was for me, like being the earth. You know by a feel, you're a starseed, and like I said, this, like, you read something on the menu, on the list, that's the earth limits, it's not the starseed limits. The starseed limits is like, you read people, the energy and stuff, and you read people this, like, I have a strong second ability, but I didn't, it soon to be a second ability, because I didn't want to, to be a psychic. I don't want to be anything like that, because you don't know what, you know what I mean? So I think, oh, that's a part of me. The fact that they didn't assume of being a psychic meditate. So that was a time I didn't assume of it at all. But the fact that but anyway, my eyes kind of burned and whipping my eyes. Didn't wash my eyes. Fucking. Anyways, I think they assume with that. I realized that you live in the earth and you eat and you eat the earth limits. You know, that's a bottom line. And so there's a time I'm in the earth limits and that's not my language. So what the fuck? Oh yeah, when it gets to about earth, to get back to that, you know. And I think that for the tension that, you know, what I see and what I think that it's on the truth is, you know, nobody can get where I'm coming from. Nobody gonna get what my background is or what the cause of things. So nobody didn't care about it, period. You know, I'm just my own self person, you know, Tarquinius. And I think that for a person like that, it didn't respect me, didn't accept who I am, what I'm about, and the whole thing with that, you know, and I didn't understand the whole thing. But the fact that nobody didn't respect me, people didn't get where I'm coming from, people didn't get on my ass burning, get where I'm coming from and everything else to be, you know, and I just the boy didn't have no humanity and respect for a reason. People didn't have no anything like that, you know, and that's just nothing. But I kind of like did want to talk about, you know, it's part two, because I will talk about part one, I'm going to talk about tonight, that I want to bring the people who took the victimized teacher money and their credit card and their paycheck. Because I think when Lewis the Younger left and drove to high school, I don't know what he had done, because I don't know. He told me he's going to Chicago. But the one thing why he was sticking around and trying to find some way to steal people money, teacher money, so he can go to Chicago. And that's only why he went, because the money that he got and took the money. And so that was the time. But I don't know what he's doing in Chicago, and I don't know what, but I don't know what he is nowadays. I wasn't a friend of Lewis the Younger. I wasn't a friend of him. You know, he called me different stuff. He punched me, touched me, and sexually inappropriate for me. But I think that, you know, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what he is. I don't know what Lewis the Younger nowadays. I look for everything for him. He's not this and not nothing. I don't know. But he's the one who took them stuff. But like I say, I didn't want to talk about it because I thought I was talking in the book. My first book, My Learning from School, Never Go Back. But my book was not that steady. I didn't promote the book. I didn't make my book successful because I was not a paper person. Mind you, I would talk about, I don't know, this is my first time talking about, I was bruised when I was 2 years old by my great auntie. Bruising when I was 2 years old. And this is a worldwide excuse it. Okay, and I was abused. I was 2 years old, 1993, and then my great aunt kept me in the time. My mom went back to work 1993, 1991, 1992, 1 or 2 years, and I was abused by my great aunt because my mom didn't pay my great aunt to keep me, so she decided to hurt me, do things, different crazy things to me, and I was abused when I was 2 years old, 1993, and and I was bruised to come pop up and pop up for a reason. I was bruised because when women just kind of figured out, he don't know what age, because it was bruising time. I was beyond a baby to what I would stop bruised now. But there was a bruise going on my whole life. And I think that not make me be a bruise to my own child. I wouldn't want to bruise my own child because I don't want my child to be grow up in being the Lincoln. And being the Lincoln, they commit crimes to commit, and they commit crimes to commit a thing. That's why they list a Gemini the Lincoln, because I don't want my child being Lincoln. I don't want to be a Lincoln. I mean, you could beat me all the fuck you want to beat me, but that doesn't make me be a Lincoln to commit crimes to commit, or go crazy, or go freaking crazy with a knife in the street. That's not as become of the Lincoln. It doesn't matter you're a minor, a child, or the adult, a grown person. That can't make you the Lincoln, because when you're bruising too much, and it doesn't matter. I watch Hungry Acid and the Murfish, and they beat the kids every fucking time. And trust me, the institution is allowed to the bruise happened. I see it in my own eyes. They happen. People, doesn't matter you're a child or grown-up person, they make you a delinquent person because you commit crimes you commit. So shape me to say, okay, well, you know, to Quinn's, you know, you're right. And I think I was right because it happened a lot. And that made me, like, I was beat up. I was 6 years old. I was not showing the bruise, but this time it not all happened. It was about the fist. The fist that I never get used to when I was 6 years old and in that pond. And I was 6 years old, 1996, when my bus shower picked me, the kids up in, you know, the school, and went to Watson, Emmett School. I don't know what school she went to, what high school she went to, but she picked the other kids going to high school. And yeah, mind you, I don't know how different the situation is back then, but I fought the school bus because you can't pick up high school kids and go with the small kids because they don't go together. And the fact that they do things back in those days, and how this older kids in the bus picking them in high school and dropping them and what it caused, and I don't know what else with the other kids would beat up, but it was I was the one, the chosen one. I always chose one that draw them attention. Why they do it to me? Why like Joe Lopez and all gangs and people do it to me? Because I was easy to get target. I'm easy to target. And I'm easy what they want. I didn't like that, but it happened. So when my best shot picked all the kids up, there was black, there was gang member, there was in the blood clot. I don't know what in gang member would that mean that back then, but I was 6 years old. I didn't even speak English, so it was very hard to tell them, leave me a fucking alone and cuss them out, because I don't know what cuss mean, I don't know what fuck mean, I don't know nothing. I was a 6 years old, a minor, and I didn't speak English, so what they were sitting next to me, and I was scared, and then they punched me in my face and beat me up in my stomach. They put black eyes on me. Every time I put black eyes in my eyes, and they pee on me, and they spit on me, I smell the sense of the sister day, and spit on my face, and punching my eyes, one of my eyes, my other eye was in, you know, their body, but the other eye, and the white eyes, they punched my white eyes. And then all the time, come home, being funky and being stink because they pee on me every day. All them pee on me. All the game in the bus game in my high school kids pee on me. And I was that time, I didn't know how to speak communication. My mom went, you know, into English because I did. Because my father is Italian, I've been told. Italians are Spanish, what the fuck he is. That he's unknown, and then the fact I don't know who he is nowadays. And I didn't know how to know, because my mom is American, you know, she's a African American and different smart, you know, but sitting where she is, and she didn't understand my language that she didn't understand. So it was very hard communication with her. I didn't tell her. So I had to suffer this cause and that. How to learn to speak English, because it's very hard to speak in Italian and stuff, or white language, it was a bit hard, and I didn't know how to say it. So all this time that I was going crazy, and the missing increase, I was being hurt, and nobody didn't care, and it's a sad part of that, because I was just a child, everyone's a child go through that, you know, especially you have hard to speak English and you're speaking Italian, you know the Italian language, and that kind of like hard to tell us what's going on. And I think that that when I was 14 years old and started the fight, I was speaking English at the time, and I thank God that I was speaking English, because it wasn't for the English, I was not learning. I was still speaking Italian to my father in Spanish alone, because it was something that it had to just go away. So, really, I thank God that I speak English in that way. But it was very hard to communicate to my mom, because she didn't understand the Italian language, so none of the language I was speaking. It was very hard to speak American English until I started to tell, but it was a time that I tell the incident. It was too late. I got kicked out once in a while, and thank God, thank the Lord, I got kicked out. You don't know what it's like to be kicked out once in a while, be staying once in a while, and suffering the abuse and abuse with the older kids in high school. It was a lot. But I thank God it was a blessing for me to kick out once in a while, because I didn't want it to happen to me a lot to be abused by older kids. So it was a lot to learn, and it's a lot to deal with that. So, but like I say, it was a lot of abuse in my life, and you know, abuse by me and trying, and you know, about abuse in my life. And I guess why when the time I was in the black church, you know, great the Pentecost church and Great Faith Christian Senior Church, and why that pastor boss, Bishop Boss, but you know, I don't think he remember. I don't think he know nothing, because he got shot by the head. He lost his memory. But at the time that he was to pray on me and said that, because he was thinking that something gonna happen to me. And if I don't get my stuff right, somebody saving my life, and nobody was. And I think why he didn't let me go, because he caused everybody cares all, but it was they're not going through that one though. So I was one. He didn't let go of me, you know, because I have so much going on my life, spirit, and you know, the vibe that he did pick up. He picked the vibe very bad and very dangerous, very grime and very grind. And so I think that he was picking that something gonna happen to this child. I'm not gonna let go of the child. He didn't let go of my hair. My hair was full of oil, and all of me was grease and everywhere in my hair, because he put too much oil, put hand in my head, and you know, and I understand why he did that, because something gonna happen to me. You know, and I didn't tell what I didn't. When it did happen, it did happen to me. When I think I did survive the situation, I didn't tell Bishop Boss for that. I didn't tell him. I didn't tell nobody, because nobody understand my marriage. Because, like I say, it is probably breaking English and stuff. You know, so it's very communicating to him. But you know, it was just very sad, because it's just a very sad situation. Come down to you know, and I wish I had somebody to save my life, but Bush Bowl can't save my life. It was, you know, and nobody wasn't saving my life, and I was the savior of myself for myself, and I'm very strong to save myself and be, you know, and I wasn't mad at myself. I was just 14 years old and growing up hell in the puberty until I was 16 years old. But it was just a very sad situation. I'm mad at is that, you know, why the girl should, but I forgive her, but I let God to touch her heart to forgive self apology. But I don't hate her. I don't go on and hate somebody that didn't know apologize me nowadays, and I think that for her to do something very crazy is something that she had to take that to God, take it to something she had to deal with her rest of her life. But I think that for me to accept the way that, you know what, so long you be loved by spirit and God, angel, regardless of what goes on in your life, you not know about your father, not know nothing about who you are, a person, you know who you are, a person, or other. But it just says, hard. I have so much that I have, but it's just not much, but it's when someone you've been led by spirit and God, angel, that's someone that's love. At least you have a love on the other side, on the side with you, you know. And I think that for me, not to get angry and not to be upset and not to be anything like that, I wouldn't have nothing to anger about. It was something that things happen for a reason, the point is to be, you know. And the thing about being bullied and something, like bullying is not okay, it's not other things that be called something, but it's happened in real life and real lifetime that happened. And I think that it needs to put to the stop right as many for it gets too late and everything else to be really happened in that timeline to be. So you know, I think that people should learn your lesson and to move forward and to going forward into the future and the whole things with it, you know. But it's just real sad, you know. It's a sad part, a matter for that. You know, you have to know which one up or which one in, which one up and to be, you know. It's a crazy moment to think of it, of yourself with that, you know. And I think for myself that, you know, be who I am to be, and at the same time, it's just a sad manner to be, you know. And I think, you know, being it's what it is. I've lost my partner my the time I do with the Repot Me, and it was not about the question they gave me, the script thing, the girl. And I like when, I don't know the root cause, but the Sinead Conway was a narrative study. She played her part, but she would play her part being a narrative study of the movie, you know, and she didn't. No, she's not a movie star. She was a music, she's a superstar, a rock star singer, more than a real actress person, you know. So that was the time that she was the narrative study. And I just like want to be a narrative study. I wanted to be a sport person. I want to be a sport person. I wanted to be a narrative study because it's something, the story of by the script and the paper, what they say, you know. So the fact that, being in the script and to say it. But like I said, I like to be like that, being a spokesperson, be a narrative story, and to be the spokesperson to tell the story like it is, because sometimes we need to get the truth out there and to be, you know. And that's why I didn't have a problem to reverse my opinion of, because reverse my opinion was the automatic to reverse the opinion of, and I think there was a more important to let the truth be out. The money wasn't for me to make money. We make money to survive, you know. And I think money wasn't a problem for me, you know. I didn't have a problem with the money because, like I say, I cashed the check and it was all $100. I was all $100 I cash, and it wasn't. I say all the check in it and get $100 up is the money. And so, you know, all I said like this, that I was still got money and I never was broke, you know. And I thought it meant I couldn't get no job anywhere except a normal job because it wasn't for me. And because normal job wasn't for me. It was not my thing. It was not my thing to be working a normal job. It was for me to be entertainment. That was all I always want to be. But different part, different type of entertainment, like being a sport person, the entertainment, you know, stuck with the question they give you to rush your pen up and get paid. That was all about that. That's what stuck in the question they give you. That's not that I'm good at entertainment. But it's never about being a comedian person. No, I never wanted to be. I always wanted to be a sport person. And I always wanted to be talk, because when I used to, J.D. Lesko, we was in the class, and he said, you talk too much. Maybe you should have a radio personality, be something, because you talk too much. And I didn't get where he coming from, because he said, you talk too much. And I said, why you can't talk too much? Because you talk too much. Tycoon and all that. And so I decided, and when I pick up the Repot Me, that's on 2015, and that's how, when I was 25 years old, my middle 20, I decided to make money in Repot Me. And I didn't know how I grow, and I made 230 videos so far of Repot Me. So it was the best intern for me to do of Repot Me. And I think that I could take it seed to grow to the next level. And the more I keep going to Repot Me, the more I'm on better than that. I'm on better and be famous. And then if people say you'd be a superstar, be Repot Me. And I am a superstar because I'm more the star be born, to be a star. And I think that that's something I am that because I something that I've lost my pen of. And I had nowhere else to be because, you know, being a root star was very hard to be ashes, you know. So being a narrative study and being a smart person for me to be so because I was so much to tell somebody and to do something like that, you know. And I think that it was fit for me to be so. I mean, also be a woman, so I could do some film about being actually, like, you know, the gay actress, like, you know, being something like that. I don't want to give them the tear because I didn't know what the actress gonna, what the producers were gonna be, but I do some action, small actress or thing that mold up the big actress, main words to play, but at the same time, there's more important to be a sport person, therefore more important for me. I think be entertainment for the best intern for me to be, because I love to be entertainment. I love to be but the different type of entertainment. It's not like a big entertainment like staying calm and joking and singing a song. No, it was about being a sport person. Being television promotion, you know, being a sport person to promotion. Being a sponsorship about different stuff like yogurt, you know, the lotion, the, you know, like a, you know, Christmas stuff like that being that way, you know, and that's different type of entertainment that I really want. I don't want to be like a, you know, that way. So none of this. But I also want to be reality show, but I think this is a lot of beating in reality show. Like the people throw at you and they hit you and everything else. This is a lot of fucking money to pay. So I didn't want that happen to myself and or anybody like that, you know. And it's not for me. And you know? I don't want my life to be happening and everything else. Nothing for me. So that's about, you know, talking about reality show. No, not for me. I changed my mind the whole day. I want to be a sport person. I want to be the narrative study of just the behind, you know, all that, you know. It's not for me to be myself and get booed, but people, I watch reality show. It's a lot of mind fuck, and it's a lot of mind fuck because a lot of people say this and that, hurt you, throw things and hit you, and it booze caused that. I don't want them, my own enemy, my own thing, you know, not for me. You know, for me to be a sport person, sport man person, and there to study, and that's what I always want to be. I don't want to be being reality show or being something that hurt your skin, hurt your body, you know. I don't want that. I want to be a sport person, sport man person, and that's what I really want. I don't want to put myself in a situation that somebody can come at me or people, you know, I'm not that, you know. So there's no one wants to be, you know. So it's not where I am. I am to be where I am today. So I think I did what I say and done with it, and that's the whole line to be in that way. But like I say, I don't have news to lie. I don't have nothing to sugarcoat and everything else. The base or the point is to be. And like I say, it was nothing to shame myself. It's nothing else. But there's something. But it's part two, confess to part two. I decided I want to do it, but I want to do it today because I made promise that I'm going to do it, but I don't know when it's going to be part three, confessing, maybe someday, maybe some different things, different. But I just wanted to lay out my chest and to, you know, to know that. And I think that, you know, people like, people on the Facebook, I just can't believe they don't mean, they had nothing to do with me, nothing like that. And I wasn't angry towards them and anything like that. I just didn't like the fact that the way they put me through this and a lot of stressful, like everything else, and I didn't like that. But it's just something like that, you know. I dealt with the bruise, and you know, and that's why, you know, when people on computer say that, but the bruise, I just got all really. Earthfish is, it's like when, you know, and then, you know, I know Earth is still in Dow and Russia, and I know there's still abuse going on in Russia, because if you don't give them, if you don't bring the headmaster money, you will get whipping, you will get beat up and abused, and that happened lots. And I'm telling you, it's still Earthfish going on in Russia, and I'm telling you, it's abuse going on, and that's why you have to want money, and people want money for Earthfish. They want to be spend their third life in Earthfish because it's something that they don't want the institution. They want to run away because they want to get away from that. But at the same time, it's a bruise going on in Russia. It's a bruise going on when you're a child. You're being bruised. You're being figuratively bruised. You're being whipping over the belt button, everything. And then you fire your parents or something. And then I guess when you're missing, they want to get the child with you or something like that. It's just a sad situation got down to. And I think any child would be vulnerable to be born in Russia. You don't know the child going through the emotion to being mentally abused and everything. You don't know what the child going through the next day. So at the same time, it's still abuse going on. It's still mentally abused, emotion abused, and because they're crying when they're beaten. It's a lot of stuff going on, and so I guess I want to wake that up because it wouldn't come at me. But I'm speaking the truth because I watched the movie in Amazon, and I know how young boys, young know, child boy being beaten, and they wish they have a mom, and so they're going to steal the headmaster keys, and to know what their parents is. Sometimes they can't read because they didn't finish, they didn't know how to read, so they thought, use other kids to have them how to read so they can understand the words what they're saying. Because, you know, I I'm just happy for me, but I've learned started reading more better, you know. I think to be reading was very difficult to read things because now I can read things and be pop me, but the boys, when he can't read, he don't know what different mom went on that, you know, it's hard. So he carried the record with him and he went to, it was, I got the river of the book, I don't know if you recognize it or not, Italian River, it was a high copper puzzle to get home and he didn't came. So that was time that he went away because the girl wanted to go with him, but she got caught because she said the opera, she was hungry. So that was the time that he went away and he was in the train and the official people looking for him and the train kicked away from him because the boy should have belonged to them. And it's just crazy because the child not belongs to the institution, but the child belongs to parents that the look. Who left them, and it was the sad part. The man, macho man, you know, the big man, like, you gonna come with me, and you gonna come with me, I'm gonna snack you all that, and then you just die, and this is so sad. But at the same time, in the institution place, any other choice went away, and they were making a new movie again, but this time, the little boy, the baby, it could start over again, but this time, a teenager Arthur Twist again, you know, so we see that again. But it's the same time, Arthur Twist went away from the place because he was tired, get beaten, whipping. It was a lot of whipping time. It was still going on today. But it was a big child abuse going on, and then I think it was a lot of problem with that situation. So he went away because he didn't want to repeat after beating. So he wanted to find a real family in London. So he went away and fought again and go do, and that's how he met Josh. Josh was the older kid and people they know. And not even Chris was way older than Josh. Josh was the boy that was lost like that. But see, all of Chris was bare feet, so his feet was hurt because the shoe was went, how to say, his shoe was broke. Because he was in loose of his shoe. So there was a time, it was a very crazy moment that his shoe was loose and he didn't have a shoe to go to. But at the same time, it just what it is. It was very crazy that his shoe was loose and okay, I don't want to talk more about Arthur Trust's shoes. But I always liked his review because it's really about different life. I mean, more about his half brother, but his half brother won dad, you know, and all that. But his half brother didn't make it in prison, he died. And his mom didn't make it, you know, died of childbirth and his dad was murdered by, was posing a drink because his stepmother was his half brother mother posing it, you know, taking him out. But at the same time, it was just very crazy and he was sick, he was weak in sickness and he did it. But at the same time, Arthur Triss was the best, you know, and it was great things to do so, but it was very crazy moment with it. But I was never was mad, never upset, anything like that. I was living my life the way I want to live, and I'm gonna watch it on August when they can release August and September when they release Arthur Trust. But I'm hoping, pray to God that at least Effie, but the Fame documentation about it, pick about Effie, because it would be great for me to watch it. But the two viewers so far, I wouldn't get it, but I hope it's at least something like that. But, I know it's getting late, it's 11, but I'm over my bedtime, just on second trimester, but second trimester is a bedtime sleep, so it helped me to drown as a put me to sleep. You know, it does control my mood swing, if I'm mood swing, but it definitely put me to sleep, you know, was more important to put me to sleep. But I've been taking since 2009 when I was 2009, and I was, and then it was 11 years. I've been taking for 11 years, and it's been a long time. 11 years or 12 years, one and two. But it was been not that year, not that much long to be, but it was quite a while. But I was if I wasn't for Chemin Tao, I would not think anyone was like a drum master. I would be secretary free. You know what I mean? But it was like, I don't know why I made myself act crazy. Maybe I should not sign paper of secretary, but they were not gonna let me go home if I don't sign it. So I don't know what it is to be, it's just what it is. I'm not upset and angry about it, I'm just this person to say all I want to say, be done with it. But yeah, it's something that I dealt with. But it's trial pain, AM, and I had to go to bed. I had to eat my sub because I paid myself my paycheck, my survey money I got paid. And so it was the best lucky for me to do so. That's how I put my ass off and have patience for do things for what I wanted to do in my way. But yeah, it's just the crazy the moment that is with it in that way. So it's just a crazy moment with that, and I didn't have the uplift and the upbringing with that someone that, and that is something like that. But I don't know the point. I really don't know. Maybe so, maybe not. I don't know for sure. But I'm happy. I'm great and very happy. And I'm making money, make a very little money of doing survey and doing VPOP me and then that's something like that. So it's my job to make money to survive because I need money because, we all need money. So we had to go out there and make some money ourselves. So we did. So, but yeah. I didn't talk about church. What I didn't talk about, 'cause that was part one, confession part one, and I didn't want to bring it this time in this podcast. It was more about serious about my life, different stuff, and I didn't want this time. We don't talk about it because it was a repeat after this, repeat after this. But at the same time, people, I think okay. I'm wrap this up. Thank you, and you hear me next time. You hear me next time, whatever I feel like call my podcast, you hear me again. But this time, I'm doing hear me again, no time, so I'm busy, some of stuff. So, no part three, no confession part three, this would be part two, and that's it. So, yeah, that's all I can say. Have a good day, have a good night. Bye, have a good night.